Amud Beis. Shalach Nidgim Amud Beis. We are learning about there's something called Lachmei Toidah. And two of those Lachmei Toidah, two of the Chomitz ones, were placed on the roof of the Itzdaba in order to be acted as a sign, as a simon, whether you have to burn the Chomitz, whether you have to stop eating Chomitz, whether you have to burn the Chomitz. That's what we learned in the Mishnah, and it started the Gemara Yudgim Amud Beis. So yesterday we saw that it's called, the Mishnah calls them Psulis. Shtei Chalos. I'll tell you the Psulis. They were called Psulis. So why were they called Psulis? The Gemara explained they were called Psulis because they had been shechted on the 13th of Nisan, and because there's so many people. Because there's so many people eating, so many people there, therefore, bringing these korbanos, so there won't be enough people to eat the lachomim, the bread, and therefore be left over. And those lachomim, those breads that were left over, were used as this. That was the first mahalach of the Gemara. We got to Mishum Ebyamai. Am I right? Right, that was the first Mahalach. So everyone brought on the 13th, and Mitzvah Shemiru is Nifsaras B'Limis. So we're up to Mishum Ebyamai. Mishum Ebyamai is just over halfway down, meaning just before halfway down the page. Just above halfway down. Mishum Ebyamai, Omru. You have it, Michael?
Yep.
And which pairs? Meshum Abiyana Yomu. In the name of Abiyana, they said a different mahalach. Kesheyo Yishoyu. These lachamim were kosher. I haven't said anything.
What do you mean, Shul?
You mean, say, Abiyana? Yes, it wasn't Abiyana. It was some Talmidim saying it in the name of Abiyana. That's Meshum. And it wasn't Abiyana himself who said it. So, Omru, the Bnei Yeshiva said it. Huh?
Maybe they referred him from something else he said?
No.
And he said it directly?
No, not. He didn't actually say it. I mean, he might have said it once, but the Gemara didn't hear it from Rabbi Yana himself. Heard it from the Talmidim. And that's why it's saying only Meshavim. We'll see, in fact, that we're going to change a bit as we go along, which could make sense. It wasn't Rabbi Yana himself, it was Talmidim saying what Rabbi Yana said, and it turns out it wasn't exactly right, it was slightly adjusted. So Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomu, Kishiris Hayu. The Mishnah called them Psulis, but you should really know they were Kishiris. How were they Kishiris? Vamai called them Psulis, so why were they called Psulis if really they were Kishiris? Shulei Nishchat Alehem Hazevach, they hadn't shechted the Korban. No Korban. Korban Toidah has a Korban with Lechomim. So here he had been Magdish, he was Magdish these loaves of bread in order to bring them for the Korban Toidah, but he didn't shech the Korban. So these loaves of bread are really kosher stuff. All they have is something called, it's good for us to know these terms, there's something called Kedushas Domim and something called Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Domim means I was Magdish this the loaf of bread, or Magdish anything really, a table. And the table is now Hegdish. Hegdish, you're not having enough from it, it's a Me'ilah, you can't use it for whatever you want. It's Hegdish, right? It's Kodesh. There's something a higher level, it's called Kedushas Haguf, which means it is for the Mizbeach itself. It's Kedushas Haguf. Now, how does Lachomim, how do loaves of bread get that status of being ashamed of a Korban? You can be Magdish very easily. I say it's Kodesh, very good. I'm Magdish this for the Mizveach, wonderful, it's Kodesh. But how do they get the status of being a Korban? How do they have a din of Kedush Taguf? What's the difference of his Kedush Taguf? Yes, so how do they have? So what's the difference of his Kedush Domim or Kedush Taguf? What's the difference? Kedush Domim means I was Magdish the value, you can be paid of it. There's nothing really intrinsic in it that's Kodesh, it's just the value. So you can be paid it. I'll redeem this table on coins. This table I can now use, and the coins I'll use for the Hegdish. If I have Lachamei Toidah, So I'll already give them some money, and then I'll buy with that money some more loaves of bread, and these loaves of bread I can eat for my Shabbos. But once it's got Gdus HaGuf, once it's got the name of a korban itself, you can't be paid them. So, at what stage does the lachom, these loaves of bread, get the status of Kedushas HaGuf? That's only after you've had the Shechita of the korban Teidah. You shech the korban Teidah, these lachomim are now Kedushas HaGuf. So says Rabbi Yanai, says in the name of Rabbi Yanai, they were saying, you should know these loaves of bread are really kosher. So why are they called posel? Because they haven't yet got the din of Kedushas HaGuf. Why not? Shalei nishchat aleim azevach. They haven't shechted yet the korban, so hasn't got the din of Kedushas HaGuf. So that's why, since they weren't really mizbeach yet for the mizbeach, so they used them to place them on the gag ha'itztabel. So what's the obvious question? So we're putting them on the gag ha'itztabel. Why? Why don't you go and shecht the korban teida? Shecht the korban teida, then you can use it. V'nishchoit. Why don't you shecht the korban teida? The answer is, sha'ovad ha'zevach, the zevach got lost. I had been magdish these lachomim for the sake of the Toidah. The Toidah then got lost. Since the Toidah got lost, I'm stuck. What am I going to do with these lachomim now? Am I going to offer them up a count? I don't have a commentator with it. So no matter, we put them on the gag, or it's the one we put on the roof of the Itzavah to act as a sign. So the next obvious question is, so what? So bring another one. You lost the Zevach, so bring a different sheep. You need to bring a korban teidah, so you lost yours, so get another one. And then you can shecht it, and you can use the lachamim, and you can eat them, you can get them with the shaguf. So why are we using these lachamim as a simon, and why don't we just do something with them? Use the shecht another, bring another korban.
We have to bring.
Huh?
We have to bring.
You should, right? Yes, to. Thanks, God. It's the common toidah. Why let these common these lachomim go to waste? You should bring it to the common toidah now, and not let these lachomim get burnt. So, answer the Gemara. Da'ama zu toidah v'zu lachmo. He said when he was magdish, this behemoth, he said, I'm connecting it to, I'm making a shidduch. I'm doing tivuch. Zu toida v'zu lachmo. Zu toida, that's the korban, v'zu lachmo, and this is the lechem of the toida. Which means, therefore, that these lachomim are connected with the korban. And if they're connected with the korban, you don't bring another korban. But why not? We'll see in a second. Kid Amar Rabba. If the lechem got lost, maybe lechem acher of the toidah, ain maybe toidah acher. If the toidah got lost, then you don't bring another toidah. So what are we saying? I've got two things here. I've got my lechem and I've got my toidah. They're connected because I said zulach from zul toidah. If I just had my lechem, maybe I said this is lachmi toidah, and I'll bring another korban. But here I connected the two. I said zu lachmo zu toidah. What are these lechem? These lechems are what? Lechem of what? Lechem of that korban toidah. So now, if that korban toidah gets lost, so the whole thing is gone. The whole kedusha of this lechem was all for the sake of that korban toidah, but it's not there anymore, and therefore, all you do is be paid of these lachomim, and you would eat them. You'd be paid them and eat them. Because they were specially stipulated to be with that korban toidah. What would be if the other way around? I said, zu lachmo zu toidah, and then the lechem got lost. So then you would bring a new set of lechem. So what's the difference? Why is it, if the korban gets lost, we say finish. You don't need to do anything. So if we pay them, finish. But if the lechem got lost, then we say, no, you still bring another lechem. What's the difference?
So the lechem is going to have kedushas damim, and the korban is a kedushas haguf. So if the Kedushas are goof is gone, you know, then the lechem is nothing. I mean, I think that's the right
guess. Zen good star. And the Gemara says something very similar to that. The main thing here is the korban coming along. If the korban's gone, then nothing's here. The lechem are there for the sake of the korban. But the korban's there not for the sake of the lechem. Right? What's the ikir? And the ikir coming about is the thing offering up in the mizbech. So Mela says the Gemara, if you were makdish the korban and the lechem, and you said the lechem should be for this korban, and then the korban got lost, so what are you left with? Lechomim. These lechomim don't need to be offered up in the mizbech. They don't need to be handed in toda to them anymore. So therefore, they would put them on the gaga itzavah, and that would be the lechomim that they used as this sign to tell us what was, well, when you're meant to burn the chametz or stop eating chametz. So far so good. We have two more lines. One more line. My timer, why is it that way? Why is it that if it's ovat halechem, you bring more lechem? If it's ovat toida, you don't have to do anything. My timer, lechem glal toida. The lechem's there because of the toida. Being toida glal lechem. But the toida is not there because of the lechem. Yeah, the ikir is, in other words, like we explained, the ikir is the toida. If the toida is gone, everything's gone. The lechem is the subsidiary, the thing that comes with it. So remember, if the lechem gets lost, you bring more lechem. So at the moment where we're holding, Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, what lechomim were placed on the gag or itzavo? The first chant was the lechem that was possible. Why was it possible? Because they brought the korban on the 13th and they didn't have enough people to eat it and it was left over and you're left with lechomim which are possible. That's the first chant. Second chant, no, they're really kosher. These lechomim, nothing wrong with it. Because what happened? The toida got lost. So they're really kosher. It's not enough to do that good. You could be paid to it. So they're really kosher. So what do? We just put on the gag, eat the law, and wait until time of burning chametz, and then we burn it.
It's nothing, it can't be boiled.
Oh, pay the Gemara, then it's pekino. Why don't you be paid it? Be paid it, then a pekino chodim, and then eat them. Why? Dafka go and burn it. Why? Just be paid as and eat it. That's the big kasha on Rabbi Yanai. And because of this kasha, we're going to say that's not Rabbi Yanai, and then it's a different shot Rabbi Yanai said. It could be that's why Mr. Mibyana. Thank you. So Mamela, interesting. I'm not giving you Musa, Bernard. But I'm not giving you Musa. But in there's a big thing about Torah and Derech Eretz. Whether there's an Indian of Derech Eretz when you learn. And I saw very interesting, I saw a whole letter between the Altos from Slabodka and somebody who came to visit him. So it's very interesting. It's Torah as well, so that's why we stop in the middle. But he had, the Altos from Slabodka had time when he learnt and nothing disturbed him. From 9 o'clock until 1 or 3 o'clock, depending on what day it was, he had his time. And one day a Talmud came, very wealthy Talmud, he came, and he came about 8 o'clock and he met the Mashkiach. And the Mashkiach said, if you want to meet the Rashi, you better hurry. Because 9 o'clock, that's it. And Thomas says, Mapiton, in my place, people are queuing up for me. Of course I'll be happy to speak to you. Anyway, came 9 o'clock, he came at 9 o'clock, the door was locked, and he banged on the door, like a thing, and refused to answer him. He carried on learning. He said afterwards, I also said afterwards that he thought maybe the Rashman Shalat came, and maybe something was really critically important. He looked through the key and he saw it was just an avichi. He said he's going to make it up. So he carried on learning. And afterwards, this person who came sent him a long letter criticizing his behavior. There's a Talmud criticizing his. And one of them was the Derech Eretz. Where's the Derech Eretz? I said, I'll tell you, the Derech Eretz, a guy comes to speak to you, it could have been Koch Nefesh. Right? And he brings a rise. The Chavis of Ovah says, somebody wants to learn, well, he should go out to the hills. He should go out to the hills. No, go away. Go to the Ma'oris. Go to the Midbar. Go somewhere far away. So why didn't you give it a different age? It's much easier. It's to stay indoors and lock the door. Stay inside and lock the door. Like you did. Elamai, says the Talmud. No, you couldn't do that. Because if you stayed inside and up the door, then you have a chiyuv of derech eretz, a chiyuv of opening up. And Ramai is saying, mucha, you've got a chiyuv to open up if somebody's knocked at the door. That's why he told you to go far away. So to which he answers back, said, no. The reason why I told you to go far away is because if you learn indoors, sometimes one guy comes and feels that he's got a right to knock at the door and bangs on the door like a Meshuggah man. This tells him. That's why he tells you to go far away. But in it, in the answer which he writes back, he said, how can you tell me derech eretz, and I'll faket? You see, when they learn Torah, they admit derech eretz, they wouldn't answer our sister. That's his example. They wouldn't answer our sister of you during learning. When you learn Torah, you learn Torah, nothing is done.
Wouldn't you feel that
there is
Eretz
on
the family,
but
it was
told
not with
discretion? Of course it is. Yeah. Because that's what he writes as well. He says, he gives a whole quite a message from his back. But, yeah, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara, so you don't wish your sister when you're learning. Because you're learning.
Yeah.
Says Tzayin Nikkus b'Mir Derecheretz. Mir Derecheretz. You would have thought it's a Mir Panos.
As I said, I'm wrong.
But if we are
the type of
people that unfortunately
we stopped to
talk. So I guess.
Later. Okay. So where are we holding? So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, sorry about that sneeze. That. So because of this kasha, we said, why don't you be paid to it? We're going to say a new pshat in Reb Yannai. A new reason why Reb Yannai meant. But before we get there, we have Rashi to do. So we're going to do Rashi first. We're up to Kesher Yisrael. Kesher Yisrael. Kolayma. Afino loy hoya lekoyim. So, loy hoya lehen, sorry, lehen. Even if they don't have such a great soul, like Lino. Shehin Kfali Seifa, Lino, when it came in the early morning of the 14th, already had to burn it. Right? So we can understand why, according to the first chat we said, we can understand why we delayed and we burnt it, because anyway you're burning it, so it doesn't make a difference. But Afilahochi says the Rashi, even our case where they're really ksheiros, Afilahochi ma'acha she'enem takone le'ochel, since you can't eat them, because remember what happened, the Torah got lost. Since you can't eat them, Afilahochi ma'acha she'enem takone le'ochel, va'afilahein adayin tu'unois ibutzuro, even though they're not yet puzzled, they're not nothing wrong with them yet. Ibutzor was the lashon we used beforehand, that means overnight. The bread that was Kedusha's guf and became basal, and you have to wait until the morning before you burn it. Right? It's called Ibutzor. It's Negev, also Shemitah will be Negev. Shemitah people have, let's say, we had a side that was like chicken soup. It was cooked with Kedusha's shvius. Carrots. So you can't just chuck it out because, let's say, we're not going to eat it anymore. You can't just chuck it out because it must be. So the Rav Yishayim told me, you leave it overnight uncovered. And that will make it, I've got problems of Giloy, but besides that, even though there's aren't mindful about it, it's called ready, it's made it not. It's been spoiled, right? That's called Ibutzura. It changed its shape, changed its form, meaning that beforehand it was good and now it's not good. So if you have a kolban that was a kaddish, and now you have to destroy it, so what you normally have to do, you have to do Ibutzura. It means you leave it overnight, and then being left that amount of time, it's called losing its freshness, and therefore you can now destroy it. So this behemoth, these lachomim were still perfectly good. They weren't possible, and you had to wait until the morning. They were still very good. Nevertheless, we would still yavin and uhasam. We would still place it there. So hechidom. What's the case? Says Rashi. This is the case. Keep going. Shaloi nishchat aleim hazevach. You hadn't shechted yet the korban. V'yeshem tushit tomim. But they have tushes, tushes, tomim, mishog tushu. from when you were magdish it. Ve'en lem heta ad shishchet aleim hazevach. And there's no heta when you're going to eat it, when you're going to be able to eat it. These lachomim that have to say go, when can you eat them? Rashi says, ad shishchet aleim hazevach. Only after you've shechted the zevach. Right? And what else do you have to do? You have shech the zevach, what else do you have to do? No, yizak it up. It's a shech the zevach and the zevach of the zevach on the mizbeach, and then you can eat the racham.
That before you makir it.
Huh?
Then you just have to do it because of the zevach.
Nachon. Right. The lachmi toido, ein kedushom kedush zaguf. The lachmi toido, they don't have kedush zaguf, elo b'shchitzat zevach. Only by the way of shchitzat zevach. The tzani b'menocha is al chalois lechem chomet yakiv korbonoi al zevach. That's a pasuk. It says in Menachos. It says the pasuk al chalois lechem chomet yakiv korbonoi al zevach melamed. From here we learn she'ein halechem kodosh. The lechem doesn't have kedush zaguf. Elo bezvichas hatoido. Only when you shech the toido. V'hai kodosh. What does it mean by kodosh? Ein halechem kodosh. What does it mean by kodosh? Kedush is domim? No. By kodesh kedush is a good korban. He means it doesn't have a status of a korban until you shech the zevach. Why? How do you know that? Don mishal sha'oma harei elu l'toidasi. As soon as he says these should be for my korban toido, chal aleihem shem hegdish. Already had the status of hegdish. So I don't need the sheet of the korban to give it a bit of hegdish. So what does it mean by, what does Rashi mean, what does the Gemara mean? She'in alechem kodosh ela bezvicha satoida. What does the Gemara mean that? Elamai, it meant that kodosh kudush taguf. Right? Damashah, I'm just going back to three words. Damashah, shamarei, eilu rutaidasi, chal aleim shem hegdish. Already was chal shem hegdish. Aber ein kudushois, but they're not hegdish, li postel belina. To become possible as a left overnight, ubi tvulyoim, if a tvulyoim touches it. Tvulyoim, what's a tvulyoim? Tvulyoim means somebody who went to a mikveh, and he was Tommy, he touched a sheretz, he went to mikveh, became toy. He has to wait until he needs to wait for Harav Shemesh. Such a person who touches a kovan, kedushas haguf, will pass by kovan. Because a tvulyoim is really like a shlishi l'tumah. So Mela, if he touches a korban, he'll pass on it. But if it's not a korban, kedush taguf, just hegdish, he won't pass on it. So says Rashi, that will only become in kedush is the possible lean of its vinyayim, only until after shchitzas hazevach. Vim nitmu, if these chalits became possible, tomei before kedush taguf, nitin! You can be poisoned, be eaten a cholin. Ab she yishchat al zevach until ab she shechta the zevach. Once you shechta the zevach, the din changes. Yishchat al zevach aleim. Och hashem she al zevach mekadshon. Just like the zevach is mekadish them, but me mekadish them. And now, if it would be left overnight, it would be possible. If it's vulyon would eat to touch it, would be possible. Kach bezvikis hadam mitoyim him. So to the Zvikas Adam, they become muta. Nitoim in achile. You become muta b'achile. Now every korban has a work. A korban you makdish for the mizbeach, you shecht it, and you zeig the dam, and the korban the kohenim eat. Kohenim eat the korban. Kohenim eat. So even depending on what it is. Let's talk about the chatos. Chatos the kohenim eat. Right? The shlomim and the yisraelim eat. At what stage can kohenim allow to eat? Well, at what stage is it mutter for a kohen to eat the korban, or for Yisrael to eat the korban? At what stage? So there's something called a mati. You need a mati. You need something to be mati the korban. The korban is kodesh kedushas haguf. It's a mizbeach. It's shulchan gevoyah. It's shayach Hashem. What stage is it mutter for us to eat it? Whoever it would be. When I say the mutter for the eaters to eat it, once it's been a mati. What's the mati? The mati is zrikas adam. That's the matzah. Matzah is zrikas adam. That's Kabbalah. That's something else. It's a Torah. There's the different avodas. There's the shechita of the korban. There's the haktorah of the korban, which is three, that you're burning the pieces. But irrelevant of that, if before that, then the zrika is the dam. Okay. Kabbalah of the dam and the zrika. And the zrika of the dam is what's matzah you treat it.
Is there anything after
the
Zerik
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 Zerik Zerik
Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik Zerik The lachamim get the din of the shlakov, and it's now korban. So, what stage can you eat it? So there's no zrika by the lechem, right? Apparently, why is there no zrika by lechem?
No blood.
Because there's no blood. So, what's going to be the matir? Says the thing. What says Rashi? What asked it? The korban. So, to the zrika of the korban is what's the matir of the lechem. So, says Rashi, kach. Kach v'zikas adam, so too v'zikas adam nitoyim im lachile. They'll become mutter to eat. Kibasar teida atzma, just like the teida, the meat of the teida itself. To hoil v'tluyim bo, since the teida one another. Harihi kemoya. The lachomim are like the meat itself. V'zikas adam, materis kochim. Zikas the dam is what's matik. Kotchim, just simply dam zvachecha yishofich ba'avosot teicha. So from there we learn that dam zvachecha yishofich. First you do that, and then ba'avosot teicha. And then the avosot teicha. It's quite a long Rashi we learned, but it was explaining how most of Hilchos kotchim in here. Right? So I've got tempted to read it again. Anyone got any snugness to read this Rashi again? No, good. So let's do Rashi again. Share his home. Because it's an important Rashi. We've got a lot of you say this in it, and we read it, but it's coming again. So, share his home. This lachomim were kosher. How are they kosher? Koloima. What does it mean by kosher? It's not kosher in Yansen, because we're chucking them out, basically. So, what does it mean? Koloima. Afilu loy hoya lehen. Even if they didn't have a psal god oil, such a big psal, kalino. As like lino, why is lino called a big psul? Shein kval is seifa, because lino already have to burn. Mashinkin, these you don't have to burn yet. Afilo hochi, nevertheless, ma'acha shein em takona. Since these don't have any takona, they ochel to be eaten, because they've lost their korban, so they can't eat them. Vafilein adayin tunis ibutzuro, even if they're still so fresh, and they... In order to chuck them out, we would need to have an ibud surah, and there hasn't been that. Nevertheless, yavina luhasam, we would place them there. Why? Because you can't eat them. Since you can't eat them, we would place them on the roof of the itzdava. The echidami, what's the case? What's the case of something which isn't possible kedush laguf? It's not possible. It hasn't. It's not possible because of lina. And yet, we would. What would we do? We would put on a gag eitzu. They hadn't shechted yet the korban. And the lechomim have kedushas domim from the moment you are mikdashe that kedushas domim. You can't eat them. Ad sheyishchat aleim azevach v'yizakadam. You can't eat them until you shech the zevach and throw the dam. Why? The lachmi toido. Lachmi toida in kedushin kedushas aguf. They don't have a din of a korban ela v'shchitzas hazevach. Only by shechting the zevach, then they get the din of a korban. How do I know that? Kedetani says in the Gemara in Menachis, the pasuk says achalis nechem chomis yakiv korban hazevach. That's the pasuk. Melamed says the Gemara melamed. What do I mean by achalis nechem chomis yakiv korban hazevach? Melamed she'ein alechem kodosh. Elab is vichad the toida. Lechem has only got din of kadosh, only has gedusha after shechting the toida. I kadosh, kedusha aguf kama. What do you mean by it doesn't have a din of kedusha? Of course it's got kedusha. No, it means it doesn't have a kedusha. The goof. As soon as he said these are for the Kohen Tzedek, chalalein shein hegdish. I've already added shein hegdish to it. Avlein kedusha shoyis li posibelino. It's not kodosh, meaning it doesn't have a kedusha goof. Li posibelino tfulyoy. It doesn't have a kedusha goof. It'll become posel if it's left overnight. Or posel if it's fulyoy. Edit. It doesn't have that. Bim nitzmu, if it became tomato, sheretz touched it, niftin, you would be poedu, it would be eaten, and you would just eat it, you would eat it. Ad sheyishchat hazevach aleihem, until you shech the korban. V'chashem, shehazevach mekatron, just as the zevach makes it kodosh, makes it korban, kach bezikas adam nitorin heim, nachila. So too, the zikas adam becomes mutza for eating. Kibbutzah tzedat, just like the meat of the korban tzedat itself. Since the lechem is tolu on the korban, harhi kemoyal, the lechem is the same status as the korban itself. Zikas adam ateres kodshim, and the zikas adam is what's mati the kodshim ba'achile. Chesiv, like the pasuk says, v'dam zvachach lishofich, and the pasuk carries on, v'pasuk doichal. So it means the dam zochef yishofach v'hoda. Once you do the zikas dam, then you can eat the korban, the basar. Okay, so that's the first long Rashi. Yeah.
How, with respect to our case, though, the new korban that you found, this halos are not halos. There's no connection to that.
Right, because the korban got lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying. Therefore, what are we going to do? So, we're going to chuck it out. Right, so pray the Gemara, though. Why didn't you bring another korban?
That one's really good.
Why not?
Well, another korban, because
that means it's over. I'll bring a new boss up and you korban for these lachomim.
So, could the lachom, could they be shifted over to another korban?
If you didn't say, do chalav zutoyo. If you didn't connect them,
if you didn't make them a shidduch,
right? But says the Gemara, so why didn't you do that? Because the Kumma said zuchal of zutoy.
Right.
So ain maybe toydach, and in that case you don't bring a new korban toydo. Says Rashi, ain maybe toydach es al oisti lechem. You don't bring another korban for this lechem. Why? Because they were connected to the first korban. The korban's not here. So what would you do? So one second, let's try and work that out as well before we go by it. You have these lachomim that are connected to a korban toida that got lost.
Right.
So what is the status of these lachomim? Did they have a dinner kedusha that good?
No.
Why didn't they have a dinner kedusha that good?
They
haven't been a shechita yet, right? So if they've got a dinner kedusha that domim, so then you can be praying them.
Was being lost, is it like animals physically lost, or
is
it
the bottom of the gum? Also, same
result, right?
Did you? Right. So it says, actually, you're poignant, so you'd be poignant. The lechem glau toido. Lechem is because of the toido. They came to hook the oo lizu. Since they became fixed, they were designated for this korban, possible laches. They're possible for any other korban. Avo bedomim, but with its value, with its money, yikach toido, you can buy another toido, or lechem toido, yes, or different lechem. You can't bring this lechem with any other toido, because it's tilu mishuyach, with a different korban, so you can't bring it to this one. But, it's not yet kedusha goof, so I can be paid it, and I'll eat them. And with the money, I'll buy something else.
If you put a quota of that, then it's completely clean. It's clean.
Right, chodin megan.
Now, as being chulin lechem, can't it be reused
another
korban?
Yeah.
So he could find another korban, so he doesn't have to get his chulin.
No, but it has to be made. It has to be made in same kedusha. The lechem has to be made. The shasa si has to be done for the sake of a toyda. You can't take from. Chalas Abayit and say that it's Kodesh. Shasa Siyas, so maybe you missed it.
And by being quoted, that will take up the
Shasa. It's not like Chalas Abayit. It's like
angel.
Yeah. Ve'ein toidog la lechem. Okay, so then the Gemara said, okay, very nice. But then why don't you be paid it? Why are we going to burn these lachamim? Let's be paid to them. And after kino, the chol manjalei kishon the gufan. As long as they haven't been kodesh the gufan, yes, then be doing. They have an ability to be paid to. V'hoi yishem takon mekach. Since they have a takona, lama on a mafstidin kolshim. Why be mafstid kolshim? I mean, this lachamim, they might not have dinu kodesh the guf. They definitely have dinu kodesh the domim. And you're not allowed to be mafstid kodesh the domim. If you have Hegish, come in mass of it. So why don't we go and we pray to this? So because of this kasha, we've thrown out Rav Yana. That first chat of Rav Yana. Rav Yana never said it, or that's not what he meant. If the Ksheira is meaning that they lost their mother Toida, you would never leave on the Gagit, so because you would be prayed to it. So what is it talking about?
Well, actually though, I mean, other times of the year perhaps. Okay, but we're already towards Erev Pesach. What are you going to do with all this bread?
Eat it.
Yeah, a lot of bread to eat.
That was the first chance.
No, that's the
first job that Gemara said is not enough people eating. And no, Rav Yana didn't like it. We have to know why Rav Yana didn't like it. Rav Yana didn't like the first chance. And Mom Shat Dushen says because why can't you eat it? There's thousands and thousands of people being illiterate. So, why shouldn't you be able to eat?
There's all this other Toda, which is bona fide Toda, left to eat. And so why would they bother themselves with pulling challah to eat?
It's only that it's people, probably millions of people are coming.
Toda, you just create this influx, that's all.
Okay, you're not coming. But you've got English, you can't be coming much to English.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So therefore that's the Kasha of the Gemara. So we're going to say new territory. We're talking about the Bemet Neshecht in the first call. But don't tell me the Pshat is that he left it overnight. Because why should he have left it overnight? Why should he have left it overnight? Get people to eat it. But we're talking about the Nishpach Adam. The Dam was Nishpach. The dam is nishpach. And since the dam is nishpach, no, if the dam of the korban is nishpach, what's going to be the status of these lechomim if you have me learn today?
It's still in the band. It's got kedushah.
So you've got these lechomim which are also to be eaten. Okay? Now there's a tricky Rashi here, and have you learned the Rashi yet?
Sure.
Did you get stuck?
I don't
know
where
you're stuck.
Which
one? Oh, that's not good. Okay. Which one? Eloilom, the Nishkat Alema Zev. Takona. Yeah? Three lines down and then wide lines, yeah? Eloilom, Shinsha Alema Zev, Shuvein and Takona. Ochigoyim. Shenishbach Hadam. Omiu Adayan Einon Tunis Seifo. They don't yet need Seifo. Now, why should these loaves of bread not need Seifo? You still need to wait until the next morning. Tisnan Bekates at Seidin. Kol shev psulei begufoi, it says in the Gemara Pesach Nitron. If the psul is begufoi, if a behema, there's something wrong with the actual meat of the behema, let's say touched the sheret, or is left overnight, then you saw it from here, then you burn it. But if the psul was bedam, the dam spilt. Or the bailim died, but the korban itself is good, to uba tsuyosan, you have to wait until the morning, then v'yetzi the basis shiva. Only then you can burn it. Says Rashi, this chalos. What was wrong with the chalos? Something wrong in the chalos or something wrong in the dam? And the dam. If there's nothing wrong in the chalos, but rather in the dam, then you can't burn it straight away. You have to really wait until the next morning.
Why?
Till it's had lino.
Why?
Because the kol till after nisa, till after the zman of achila.
Why?
If you have lechem, which has got din of a korban teda, korban teda you can eat in the day and the night.
No, but why?
One second. So Korban Tovah you can eat in the day and the night. So if there was a spoon in the Korban itself, in the Lechem itself, then since the Lechem itself is something wrong, then you can burn it before the morning. Till after the Zmanachim, you can burn it beforehand. But if there's nothing wrong in the Lechem itself, just you won't be able to eat it, because that's another matter, but there's nothing wrong with the Lechem itself, if you would be destroying this Lechem now, during this, its current state, that's called burning kodshim. Do you know what I have to do? You have to wait until the kodshim's got possible. So it's got soul. You can't burn kodshim, which is kosher. So I know no one's going to be eating it. No one's going to be eating it. But is this lechem kosher or possible? It's kosher. You're not allowed to burn kodshim shayim. You have to wait until it's possible.
But it's also
a kodshim. Because no kodshim means you won't be able to eat it. Right? But so what? But since the lechem is be'etzem kosher, since the lechem be'emet is kosher, you're right, practically and technically it won't be able to be eaten. But the lechem is kosher. So maybe you can't go and burn kosher. And also b'choy nowadays. B'choy nowadays, nobody's going to eat the b'choy. Right? So we don't say, well, since nobody's going to eat it, you can start and do what you want with it. No, you have to wait till it gets a moment. You have to wait till it's possible before you do something with it. So today as well, you've got these achamim. These achamim are maisa kosher. Practically, nobody's going to be able to eat it. So you can't do anything with it yet. You have to wait until it gets the mum. How do lechems get mum? By waiting overnight till after the zman achila. If you wait until after the zman achila, now it's possible. You're not allowed to eat it. It's maisa. So it's possible to have psul inside it. If it's psul inside it, then you can go ahead and burn the lechem. So it says Rashi, these are the chomim here, which you have, which the dam got lost, got spilled. The dam got spilled. These are chomim have a psul?
No.
So you have to wait until they get the mum. When will be the mum? Only after Noisa. Well, then you'll have to wait another day. Nevertheless, on Erev Pesach, we're still happy to use it, put it on the gag. It's right. Since practically nobody's going to eat it.
Can
you
still eat it? Can you still eat it?
No, it's just a no.
It was a party. It
does, you shefted it.
But it's not
that's not the matter. You shefted the carbon tidal. So it's gone to the good. There's no matter.
So there's two steps, there's the
matzah
and then there's the
matzah,
and
yeah. There's
the
matzah,
and then...
No, that's right. First shchita is the kedusha, and then you need the matzah.
So that's it, okay. So...
So Mamela says that, and what I've heard Rashi says, it's a good point that I wanted you to... That's the tricky part of Rashi. Mamela says, Rashi, since there's nothing wrong with these lachomim be'etzem, that's why we're calling them shayers. Shame is meaning there's nothing wrong with them, be'etzem. There's the problem with the dam. They never let feel like it means zalin on board, we have been in the house, since practically nobody be able to eat it, we put them on the gaggy. So we use them as we are mezalza with them, we were using them for other uses. It is a bit. You're using lachomim of hegdish, which are meant to be for mizbeach. That's a type of zilzul. It's taking down from the din of mizbeach. Okay, so what about the difficulty with this Rashi? Hela otzman Rashi. What's the hela otzman Rashi? When you started. When did they shef the korban toidah?
Well, the 13th.
On the 13th. Yeah. On Erev Pesach, is it possible to be that these lachomim are kosher? No, it's already had Alina.
Yes.
So Rosh Hashanah said it hasn't had Alina yet. We learned yesterday that you would always shef the korban toidah on the 13th because you're not allowed to shef on the 14th. Aim would be the dick still.
Right.
So says Rashi, says Rabbi Yannai, this new shah, it's Kshayos. Why? Because the only problem is the dam, and it hasn't had Lina yet. Why isn't that Lina? If you shefted it yesterday, it's had Lina. Yeah. They didn't put it down the 13th. They didn't put on the gaggy on the 13th. He is. Afila Achim is on the Lina on Bay.
In the afternoon.
I've been arguing in Zazalin on Bay. What's he saying? Now that we have Mizalza, and then we put it on the 14th. I've been arguing.
If the
shefting
is on the 13th,
yeah.
Yes, How many nights? You have one night.
One night. Count the 14th. It's at Lino.
No. On the 14th. No, you can still eat it on the 14th.
No, you can't. You can eat it on the 13th and the night of the 14th.
So I thought it was 2 days.
No, that's a shlomim. A common tzeda, only one day and a night. So Mela, what does Rashi want here? What on earth is Rashi saying? So there's a Tosafot here that's arguing Rashi. The Tosafot of Masa Elam. But the Kasha, it's a stack of Kasha. What's Rashi want? It's a tricky Rashi. So the answer is that Rabbi Yanai, according to this Pshat, according to Rashi, is Chayiv, instead he used to chef on the 14th as well.
Oh, really?
They were chef on the 14th. He held it. There's no problem to bring it a deep storm. So they're chef on the 14th as well. So this Kolben, these Lachamim, are really Kasha. They haven't had it with syrup.
Why would she specify that?
Yeah. Taste of Zerosh. I still call them Shem Taste Zerosh. I couldn't find Taste Zerosh, but.
Why would you pick that up?
No, it's tricky. Yeah.
I was asking you before, maybe this is sort of a hint, but I was asking. When did it have a relationship between Ibn Surah?
Ibn Surah.
It comes to the final morning, like a Mitzvah, like Nosa?
Hey, it's nice.
Nosa. When you're not doing Nosa right away, this one Nosa should be immediately in the soup. Instead, what is done is they need not to do to use them for this first and then.
That was the first chopping mark.
Oh, I'm thinking that's what he means by not doing them.
He says it still.
You do the same right away.
Rabbi, it says it has not had Lina yet.
So it's not right?
Rashi. We were doing a Rashi.
That's the whole point.
Rashi's there. Umi Adai in Eina Tuuno is Trefo. The beginning of this one. Shgun Shinis Bechada.
Yeah.
Umi Adai in Eina Tuuno is Trefo. And it doesn't need any Trefo. Vitzicha is the Abba Tzorosa. Now, for the next part, you can just put in brackets. You're bringing a Mishnah that says, right, for the it. Afila hachi mezal zelina bo ve'evinu lo asan. This Tisnan is a source for what he just said. So if you want to just read Rashi straight, you just put this Tisnan until base is straight in brackets. And he says, even though it doesn't yet need Seifa, and it still needs Ibutsurah, nevertheless, there would be mezal one puts it there. And also the beginning of Rashi Ksheri Sayyid also says it there. So that's the big difficulty in Rashi. So we have to be machadish, tremendous chiddush. There's not a word mentioned in the Gemara here. If Yana is chayyid, the chaylik on that thing of the earth before it. Taisa is come around to disagrees. So have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. So he's focused on Tehre.